Nick Steinberg is the Cuba researcher for Human Rights Watch. He's at our BBC studio in Washington. Now, you visited Cuba, Nick, and interviewed family members of political prisoners there. Have you heard any reaction from the friends and family of any of the 52 people the Cuban government has promised it would release, including the 7 who arrived in Spain?
Yes, we have heard from several family members of political prisoners in Cuba. And frankly, they're relieved. This has been a very long ordeal for them. These people have been in prison since 2003. And many of them also are a bit preoccupied because only 7 of the 52 have been released so far, and many are waiting to make sure that actually the Cuban government complies with its promise.
The freed prisoners who reached Spain today were among 75 people jailed in 2003 as part of a Cuban crackdown. You traveled to Cuba surreptitiously last year to do research on political prisoners there, and so you're pretty familiar with some of those 75 cases. Tell us about one or two of those people and why they ended up in jail.
Well, the 75 prisoners were human rights defenders, journalists, labor activists. Basically, anyone that was critical of the Cuban government was rounded up in a huge crackdown in 2003. One of the prisoners that was released yesterday, Lester Gonzalez, is a journalist. He had been sentenced to, I believe, 15 years in prison. Like many of the 75, he was sentenced in a closed-door trial that lasted less than an hour. And he was subjected to solitary confinement, abuse behind bars, and also was separated from his 2-year-old daughter for the whole time that he was in prison, which took a serious toll on his heart.
And you believe Lester Gonzalez's case is pretty typical of the 75?
Yes. I mean, the 75 were people who in any way were critical of the Cuban government. Many of them were involved in a campaign called the Varela Project, which basically was designed to collect signatures to ask the Cuban government to hold free and fair elections and to respect human rights and to put in place some democratic reforms. And as a result, many of these people were thrown into jail and locked away, many with sentences that lasted about 20 years.
And how has their imprisonment so far affected their families?
Many of the families have taken up the torch of civic engagement in Cuba that their family members were carrying before they were imprisoned. One of the most prominent groups that arose after the crackdown was the Damas de Blanco, or the Ladies in White. It's mostly made up of the wives of many of the 75 political prisoners. And they've been marching very often in the streets of Havana, but as a result have suffered very aggressive repression. So it's not only the prisoners that are affected by this, but their entire families, including children that are kicked out of school or people that lose jobs as a result of being related to a political prisoner.
Do you think the release of these 7 people, as well as the promise to release 45 more, marks a real change in Cuban policy? In other words, today, do you think people in Cuba feel any freer to speak or meet or express their views than they were in the recent past?
Well, to begin with, the people that are being released, I think it's important to point out, are being presented with a choice, which is, in many cases, stay in prison or accept exile to a foreign country. And that's not a just choice to present someone with who never should have been in prison in the first place. Secondly, this group of political prisoners that's going to be released, assuming that all 52 are released, that will still leave, according to the accounts of reliable human rights groups in Cuba, more than 100 political prisoners that we know of in Cuban jails. And all of those prisoners need to be released. And finally, the reason we are somewhat skeptical of this as marking a sea change in the policy of the Cuban government is that as many prisoners as the Cuban government may be releasing at this time, the laws that landed these people in jail, laws like the dangerousness law, which we documented in a recent report, which allows the Cuban government to throw people in prison and sentence them to up to 4 years on the suspicion that they may commit a crime in the future. So long as laws like that remain in place, we don't think that there's going to be a serious change from the Cuban government. So what needs to happen now is if the Cuban government is serious about changing its human rights performance, it needs to begin to dismantle the draconian laws and the sham trials that define its treatment of dissidents.
In other words, if you're Cuban in Cuba today, you probably don't see this prison release as a sign of great freedom.
Look, if you're Cuban in Cuba today, you probably have very little information about the release of prisoners in general because the government controls all media and would have you believe that these people, journalists, human rights defenders, labor activists, are not political prisoners but enemies of the state. So it's very difficult to believe that people are going to perceive this as an opening that allows them to speak more freely.
Nick Steinberg is a Cuba researcher for Human Rights Watch. Thank you very much for your time, Nick.
Thank you.